KJAN Sports.
Time for Check of Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. In high school sports last night, the Hawkeye 10 Conference hosting its track and field championships last evening, and Glenwood wins both the boys and girls titles. On the girls' side, it was Glenwood with 147.5 points as the champion. Harlan with 114 was the runner-up. Creston, Shenandoah, Lewis Central, the top five, followed by Denison, Clarinda, Atlantic, Kemper Catholic, Red Oak, and St. Albert. 11 teams. Individual first place winners last night included Michaela Evers of Harlan as she captured the 100 and the 200 meter events last night. Asia Claver of Harlan won the 400. Kate Walker of Red Oak the 800 meters. Ellie Mendlick of Denison wins the 1500. The 3000 went to Kai Madsen of Lewis Central. In the hurdles, it was Miranda Ruth of Glenwood winning the 100 hurdles. Sydney Nielsen of Shenandoah took the 400 hurdles title. In the field events, J.C. Embry of Glenwood wins both the shot and discus events. Michaela Evers of Harlan takes the long jump and Brianna Wallace of Creston the high jump. In the relays, Clarinda wins both the 4x1 and the 4x2. Harlan takes the 4x4 in the sprint medley. Creston wins the 4x8 and distance medley, and Glenwood wins the shuttle hurdle relay. On the boys' side, Glenwood with 136 points, your champion. Harlan with 101 points, the runner-up. Atlantic had 98 points for third place. Lewis Central and St. Albert round out the top five, followed by Clarinda, Shenandoah, Creston, Red Oak, Denison, and Kemper Catholic. Individually, Maverick Decker of Glenwood the champ in the 100, Caleb Rasmussen of Harlan the 200 champ, Bryce Briley of Creston wins the 400, Jay Wolf of Creston the 800, Logan Lorette of Red Oak the champ in the 1600, Max Ross of St. Albert wins the 3,200 meters. In the 110 hurdles, Dane Cruz of Glenwood, the champ. Carter Von Essen of Glenwood wins the 400 hurdles. In the field events, Jackson Scott Brown of St. Albert wins both the throwing events, the discus and the shot put. Alec Hayes of Atlantic takes the high jump, while Robbie Bodine of Atlantic is the winner in the long jump. In the relays, Glenwood wins the 4x100, 4x200, and shuttle hurdle relay. Harlan takes the 4x400 and the distance medley titles. Creston won the 4x800 meter championship last night. At the Southwest Valley Timberwolf Relays in Corning, it was Griswold winning the team title with 126 points. Southwest Valley wins with 90 points for second place. It was Central Decatur with 62, Lennox, Nishnabotna, Stanton, I-35, Clarinda Academy, Bedford Cam, and South Page the rest of the field. Individual champions in that boys' meet last night, Derek Kirkhoff of Griswold wins in the 100. Also, Griswold got performances from Jordan Vetter winning in the 400, David Thompson, who won the 1,600 meters. Also, Griswold took the distance medley relay title. For Southwest Valley, they got victories by Tony Clucky in the 110 hurdles. Also, Scott Vanderhoof won the high jump last night for Southwest Valley, and their teams also won the 4x800 and shuttle hurdle relay. Also, Nottoway Valley's Trevor Sorensen was a champ in the 400 hurdles in that meet. Alex Bechtold of Stanton won both the discus and shot put in that meet last evening in Corning. Also around the area in high school sports last night in girls golf, Logan Magnolia down Riverside. Logan Magnolia with a 231 total. Riverside didn't have a full team. On the boys' side of golf, it was Riverside over Logan Magnolia, 154 to 199 with Tyler Krueger shooting 34 for Riverside. He was medalist. Shenandoah topping Southwest Iowa, 153 to 229. Carroll beating Kemper Catholic, 166 to 168. At the Nottoway Valley Boys Golf Tournament, it's a little different format. In the team competition, it was Creston winning with a 295 total. Winterset with 320 second. Guthrie Center was third at 328. Nottoway Valley, East Union, and Cam round out the top six teams. The stroke play championship went to Colton Hepker of Creston, who shot a 78 as he won a playoff over Jackson Lamb of Nottoway Valley, who also shot 78. They had a best shot format as well. Sam Hartsock and Christian Gromitas of Creston won that with a 69. And they had a best ball competition as well, with Kyle Summers and Michael Stiltz of Creston winning, shooting a combined 65. In girls' tennis last night, it was Clarinda downing Audubon 9-0. Shenandoah beat Lewis Central 7-2. Denison over Kemper Catholic 9-0. In boys' tennis, Atlantic over St. Albert 6-3. Clarinda beat Audubon 8-0. It was Shenandoah topping Lewis Central 5-4. Red Oak over Harlan 6-3. Denison beat Kemper Catholic 6-3. Abe Lincoln over Glenwood 8-1. In soccer last night, girls' action, it was Nottoway Valley West Central Valley Adair Casey, a 4-0 winner over Atlantic. Underwood beating Denison 2-0. Glenwood topping Sioux City West 4-1. Sheraton beat Creston 4-1. Kemper Catholic 2-0 over Carroll. In boys' soccer, Tri-Center beat AHSTW 3-2. Lewis Central over Riverside 3-1. St. Albert beat Denison 3-1 last night. In Major League Baseball action yesterday, John Lackey drove in a run for the third time in his big league career and struck out 10 in 7 2/3 innings, helping the St. Louis Cardinals top the Chicago Cubs 5-1 for their ninth win in 10 games. Jason Hayward singled three times, had an RBI, and Peter Borges hit a run-scoring triple for the National League Central leaders. Elsewhere in the National League, the Dodgers beat Milwaukee 14-4, Pittsburgh over Cincinnati 7-2, Arizona beat San Diego 11-0, Miami topping San Francisco 7-2. Reigning AL Cy Young Award winner Corey Kluber remained winless through seven starts this year, with Eric Hosmer hitting a three-run homer in the first inning that sent the Kansas City Royals over the Cleveland Indians 7-4 yesterday. Kluber matched the record for the most winless starts by a pitcher after winning a Cy Young. Zach Greinke in 2010 and Frank Viola in 1989 also went seven in a row without a victory. Elsewhere in the AL yesterday, it was Minnesota beating Oakland 6-5, Detroit over Chicago 4-1, Yankees beat Baltimore 4-3, Texas over Tampa Bay 5-4, Houston beat the LA Angels 3-2. In Pacific Coast League baseball, the Iowa Cubs beat Nashville 4-1, Omaha 6-5 winners over Round Rock. The Chicago Blackhawks have earned their third straight trip to the NHL's Western Conference Finals by completing a four-game sweep of the Minnesota Wild. Patrick Kane provided a goal and an assist as the Hawks downed the Wild 4-3. Corey Crawford stopped 34 shots for the Hawks, who will take on either Anaheim or Calgary in the next round. Meanwhile, the Montreal Canadiens have staved off elimination in the Stanley Cup Finals by finally solving Ben Bishop. Max Pacioretty scored a shorthanded goal and had two assists as the Canadiens ripped the Tampa Bay Lightning 6-2. Game 5 is Saturday in Montreal. Well, the Dallas Cowboys have signed Lael Collins, the former LSU offensive tackle who had been a projected first-round pick in last week's NFL draft until his name came up in a police investigation. The 2014 All-SEC selection has never been named a suspect or a person of interest in the shooting death of 29-year-old Brittany Mills. Police acknowledged days before the draft that they wanted to talk to Collins because he knew the victim, who was 8 months pregnant with someone else's child when she was gunned down at her home in late April. After the draft, Collins met with police, who says that he has answered all of their questions. Ed Reed came into the NFL as a member of the Baltimore Ravens, and now he'll leave as one. The 9-time Pro Bowl safety has formally announced his retirement after signing one final contract with the team that took him 24th overall in the 2002 draft. Reed played 11 seasons in Baltimore before splitting time with Houston and the New York Jets. The Oakland Raiders have signed receiver Amari Cooper, the fourth player taken in the NFL draft. Cooper is the career receiving leader at Alabama with 228 catches, 3,463 yards, and 31 touchdowns. He led the nation with 124 catches last season and ranked second with 1,727 yards receiving and 16 scores. Also first-round draft pick and former Louisville receiver Devontae Parker has signed a four-year deal with the Miami Dolphins. Quarterback Everett Golson has announced that he's leaving Notre Dame and he'll use his final season of eligibility elsewhere after graduating later this month. Golson lost his starting job for the bowl game after committing 22 turnovers last season and being benched during the regular season finale. Charlie Hoffman carted 8 birdies and grabbing a share of the first round lead in the Players Championship at TPC Sawgrass yesterday. The string of birdies offset a triple bogey on the first hole and left him at 5-under-67. Tied with David Hearn, Kevin Na, and Hideki Matsuyama. Billy Horschel and Charles Howell III are among 6 players at -4. Rory McIlroy is just 2 strokes back after winning the Match Play Championship last weekend. Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson opened with 73s, but they fared better than Masters champ Jordan Spieth. He shot a first-round 75. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.